Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on a Tuesday morning, I'm reading an article, Alan, angry White House and GOP senators clash over a letter to Iran. The fractious debate over a possible nuclear deal with Iran escalated on Monday as 47 Republican senators warned Iran against making an agreement with President Obama, and the White House accused them of undercutting foreign policy, including saying, hey, the next president could undo a deal that was made by the president.
This is just, frankly, outrageous. The idea that this foreign policy, which is always supposed to have stopped at the waters, is now being second-guessed and subjugated to the will of some very angry legislators is just really more than one could understand. The idea that they hate the president so badly that they would do this is beyond anything I think I'd ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. So I think the real question is how the American people are going to feel about this. It may well turn out that the Republicans win. Battle for public opinion. After all, they brought Bibi Netanyahu to talk to the Congress, something we had never seen before in quite this way. And he did well there. And now they think they're following up and piling on and writing to the Iranians and don't take the deal. But of course, as the president points out, that puts them in the camp of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah, and his cohorts who don't want it either. So from the vantage point that we all have, this is quite a struggle, but it is, to me, one of the most unethical and unfortunate things that I have ever seen in government.
As calls grow for Hillary Clinton to address the email situation, Governor Cuomo in New York is getting some bipartisan criticism from state lawmakers over his email policy that erases all electronic correspondence of state employees after 90 days, and we've spoken about this.
Well, he's gotten quite beaten up, and I think deservedly so. You know, there is no reason to do this. They may save a few bucks, but we're talking about history here. We're talking about holding our legislators responsible. Look, as Attorney General, he set up a Sunlight Project, which was supposed to bring more insight into the way government works than anything before or potentially after. And now it turns out it's all a bunch of malarkey, that for whatever reason he wants it gone, he wants it gone. Look, legislators and governors don't like to be held responsible. But in this case, the legislature sees an opening against a fierce enemy who they're fighting right now, and they're pulling out all the stops. For his part, Cuomo has a great deal in his executive budget, and this is going to be some negotiation. With Cuomo, you know, it's not what he starts with, it's what he finishes with that becomes very important. And in this case, we have to just look out and see what these negotiations are going to bring in terms of education, for example, where he wants to do what used to be considered to be unthinkable and to give vouchers to private and parochial schools. So that it is going to be fascinating to me whether or not the legislature says, okay, what you want is so unacceptable. In education, what he wants, I believe, is intolerable. What he wants, however, in ethics is exactly right on. So they're going to sit in that room and they're going to duke it all out. And they're still all saying that there's no reason they can't have an on-time budget, which means something's got to give.